In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't have to be long in this world to know that life is a mess. We learn that early on. Our plans sometimes go to nothing. Our desires and wants are not fulfilled at times. At times we find ourselves living in the past. At times we find ourselves living in the future. Every once in a while we find ourselves living in the present moment. That is life. And sometimes it seems that it's basically the prospect of putting one foot in front of the other just to get through a day. Sometimes we have this sunny weather, we have this cloudy weather, and sometimes that reflects how we feel inside. So the question then becomes, what is our security? What do we hold on to in a world that seems not very orderly? It'd be wonderful if we could go from point A to point B in a straight line, but often than not, that is not the case. So what do we do? Well, there's some options. There's to put our security in things that are transitory, to put our security into things or experiences or whatever they are. Not that they're bad in themselves, that's not the point. And that was the problem with the rich farmer in the gospel today. Jesus was not chastising him because he had wealth, and he wasn't chastising him because he was storing things. What Jesus was chastising him for was that he put all that as his security, in a sense, making that wealth a god. That this is not only my security, but this is also my identity. I'm a rich man. And this is who I am. And this is what I depend upon. And Jesus says to him, there comes a time when God will say, you fool, your soul will be required of you this very evening. So all the things that you stored up is going to come to nothing or given away. And naked we came into the world, and naked we return back to the world. And that was the problem that the farmer ultimately faced when he realized this was my treasure. And the treasure evaporated in my hand like smoke. So Jesus says, be rich in God, not to be rich in what you have or to be so self-centered that this is where your richness is, because ultimately we know it is not fulfilling. We have the thrill for a while, and then eventually the thrill is gone. Once again, God gives us these good things to enjoy in life. But once again, the problem is when we make them more than they were intended to be. So what is the good news today? The good news today is our security is in God. And how many times does Jesus go out of his way to let us know who he is in our life? That he is our everything. He is our strength. He is our joy. He is all things that are eternally good. And we are invited, as his brothers and sisters, as he says to us, come to me, all you who are burdened, who are experiencing life at its nth degree. Come to me. Come to me. That's what I'm here. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for you. He said, don't waste your time going after phantoms. They're never going to fulfill you. Although the evil one, we are always in spiritual warfare, brothers and sisters, and the evil one will always creep in, worm himself in, and make something greater than it should be. And it's times like that that we have to pull back and say, wait a minute, my everything is my God. My God is my everything. I remember back in my former life as a Catholic priest on the south side of Chicago, we had an organization called the St. Vincent de Paul Society, which was an organization that took care of the poor. And we had a parishioner. His name was Bill. And Bill's a dock worker. And he had a number of children. I think he had seven children. And I would marvel at this man. He was the most generous man I ever met up to that time. I mean, he was just incredible. Anything he had, he gave away because someone else needed it. And I came to him one day and said, Bill, how do you live? How do you support your family? And he said, it's amazing. I have everything I need. My family has everything I need. It's as if God keeps filling my treasury as I release my treasury onto people who are in need. He said, I don't understand it. I mean, I should be, you know, living in the alley, but I'm not. God is providing for me. And to hear this man, I was totally humbled, obviously, in the midst of someone who knew what the deal was and realizing at the time I didn't get it, but he did. That when Jesus comes to us and gives us that promise that I am with you always, he will fulfill that promise in no uncertain terms. That's why he says, yikes, over and over and over again, don't worry. And we say, well, wait a minute. I have to make a living. I have to provide for my family. We have practical things that I need to fulfill every day of my life. Jesus understands that. Of course we do. Of course we do our part. Of course we provide for those who we love. But he says to us, though, says, don't even provide on your own savvy to get things done. You have to place all this in my hands every day, and I will lead you and guide you. So your thoughts and feelings will guide your words and actions every day. I promise that I will guide you and I will lead you. And then you will know that you are not alone, that I am with you always. And so, my brothers and sisters, the good news today is so wonderful and so awesome, but also so unbelievable, really. And that's where we have to pray for faith. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I believe that you care for me, but there are some days that I believe that I'm by myself. I'm alone. I'm up against it on my own. So Lord, you have to help me realize that you are with me so I can go to you and depend upon you and receive from you whatever I need. So I don't have to grab in life, but I can have a stance of receptivity to receive from you, Lord. And the Lord will always, always answer that prayer, and he will always fulfill that prayer because he wants us to experience life at its fullest. So I think the invitation is to let the Lord be God for us, and that we will come to him with confidence and trust that God has the final word on all things. He loves us, cares about us, and will always be with us in the moments of the deepest darkness, because he is our light. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his great love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.